review Shabbos Daf Nun Hey. Continuing our discussion from yesterday's Daf about the requirement to protest when other people do Averos, the Gemara adds 2 points. First, Asoya Hiyitza Katzavcha Kamei de Shmuel, the story of the woman who cried to Shmuel, Veloha Vamashkachba, and he paid no attention to her. It teaches that the person in the highest position of authority is the one who ultimately is responsible, which in this case was Mar Ukva. Second, we learn from the story in Yechezkel of Yatsa Midatovim Piakrush Baruchu, the Chazar Balara, that Hashem changed a good decree to bad, that even if you don't think people will listen, since Lahemami Galud, you can never know with certainty that they won't listen, you still have to protest their Averos. The Gemara then elaborates on the episode described in Sefer Yechezkel. Hashem began the punishment, Bibnei Adam Shekima Satoru Kula, Me Aleph Ve'atav, with people who kept the entire Torah, and Mimakum Sha'om Shir Lefanai, with the Leviim who sing Shira. There are 5 explanations of why the letter Tav was chosen to be written on people's foreheads. Amar Rav, Tav Tichya, Tav Tamos. It stands for both live and die. Shmuel Amar, Tama Zuchos Avos. It stands for the end of Zuchos Avos, the merit of our forefathers. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Tachun Zuchos Avos. It stands for the fact that Zuchos Avos still gives us chen, grace. Reish Lakish Amar, Tav Sof Chosom Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's the last letter of Hashem's signature, which is Emes. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni is the 5th opinion. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar, Eilu Bnei Adam Shekimu Asatara Kula Me Aleph Ve'Atav. It refers to people who observe the entire Torah all the way until the letter Tav. There are 4 opinions as to when the Zuchos Avos ran out for us, because after all, one of the opinions of what Tav was about, the 2nd opinion, Shmuel Shita, was at Tama Zuchos Avos. When exactly did that happen? At Tama Zuchos Avos. Amar Rav, Mimos Hoshea ben Be'eri. Shmuel Amar, Mimei Chazael. Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi Amar, Mimei Eliyahu. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mimei Chizkiyahu. Different times in history. The Gemara then goes on to tell us, Amar Rabbi Ami, Ein Misa Belochet Ve'ein Yisurin Belo Avon. Rabbi Ami asserts that nobody can die or suffer without sinning. The Gemara challenges this assertion and concludes that although there is a Machlokas Tanayim, where the Moshe and Aaron died without sin, everybody agrees that Binyamin ben Yaakov, Amram Avi Moshe, Yishai Avi David, and Kilav ben David died without sin, which disproves Rav Ami's assertion that nobody can die without sin. These are 4 people everyone agrees died without sin. The Gemara then begins to discuss people who seem to sin in Tanakh, but really didn't. And it begins with Reuven being Shochev as Bilha Pilegesh Aviv, the way the Chumash describes. Literally translated, sleeping with his father's concubine Bilha. There seems to be a Machlokas Tanaim where the Reuven slept with Bilha. On the one hand, it's difficult to imagine that the descendants of somebody who slept with his father's concubine would one day stand on Har Eval and say, Arur Shochev Imeshes Aviv, cursed is somebody who sleeps with his father's wife. On the other hand, 2 of the interpretations of Pachas Kamayim El Tosar, Pachas, either Pasat al Das, Chatasa Zanisa, he stepped on the law, he sinned, he committed adultery, or Padsa Chavsa Zilsa, you acted too quickly, you became chayiv and you belittled. Both of those explanations, which is 2 out of the 4 explanations of what Pachas stands for, suggest that he did sleep with Bilha. So it seems to be a Machlokas Tanaim. The Daf concludes with the discussion of Chafni and Pinchas, the 2 sons of Eli, who the Navi says, Asher Yishkuvun Es Hanashim, would sleep with the women who came to the Ohel Moed. The Gemara clarifies, Kala Omer B'nei Eli Chatu, Einu Elatoa. It's a mistake to say that they sinned. Rather, Mashuch The Navi considers delaying the karbanos of these women, which keeps them away from their husbands just a bit longer, to be the equivalent to sleeping them, but not that they actually slept with them. Even if Chafni sinned, Pinchas didn't. The Navi only considers it as if he sinned, mitoch shahaya lo lepinchas limchas lechafni, velo micha mala lavakas of kiluchata. He should have protested Chafni sinned, and he didn't. So it's machlokas with Chafni and Pinchas sinned, but even if you argue that Chafni sinned, Pinchas himself certainly didn't do the sin. Pinchas himself just could have protested what Chafni was doing, and therefore the Navi considers it to be his sin as well.